Like the other actors we've heard from on today's B-Movie show, Vincent Price worked with B-Movie king Roger Corman. Some of the horror films they made together include House of Usher, The Pit and the Pendulum, Tales of Terror, The Raven, The Mask of the Red Death, and The Tomb of Ligeia. In 1999, 6 years after Price's death, I spoke with his daughter, Victoria Price. She had just written a biography of her father. She was born in 1962 at the height of his fame when he was just over 50. We talked about a horror film Price made for another low-budget director, William Castle, who was famous for his special effects and the ploys he used to get people into the theater.
Well, let's talk about The Tingler, which is one of Vincent Price's more famous horror films. And The Tingler is a creature that looks a lot like a plastic lobster. Not the most impressive special effect. That grows in your spine as you become more afraid. But if a tingler gets loose from a person's body, it can kill another person and lodge in their body. But it shrinks if you scream. And in the climactic scene in The Tingler, a tingler has gotten loose, and one of the characters in the movie The Tingler actually owns a movie theater, and the tingler has gotten loose in the movie theater that's owned by this character. So in the movie, Vincent Price darkens the lights in the movie theater and announces to the patrons of this theater that the tingler is loose, and the screen goes to black. And all the real moviegoers see is a black screen. And here's Vincent Price.
Ladies and gentlemen, please do not panic, but scream. Scream for your lives. The tingler is loose in this theater. And if you don't scream, it may kill you. Scream. Scream. Keep screaming. Scream for your lives. It's here. It's over here.
Help. Help. Look out, it's under the seat!
Ladies and gentlemen,
look out, it's under the seat!
The tingler has been paralyzed by your screaming. There is no more danger. We will now resume the showing of the movie.
It's Vincent Price and
so
the tingler.
That's fabulous.
And of course, the movie theater seats were rigged in a certain way by William Castle so that people who are watching the movie The Tingler would feel what?
Well, they would feel a buzzing sensation. It was called percepto. So, and not every seat was rigged, only a few random seats in the theater. So there you were sitting, watching the movie, not expecting anything to happen, and all of a sudden this buzz or this shock would go through your body, and you'd scream, and that would start the audience screaming. It was definitely an audience participation kind of thing.
Have you heard great stories from people who saw The Tingler when it was first released?
I have, and John Waters was the best. He called it one of the defining moments of his childhood, and I can only imagine what that must have been like. One of the regrets I have of growing up as Vincent Price's daughter and so having my fear issues about those movies is I've never been able to enjoy the horror genre as some people do with that kind of gleeful excitement that people get, and I regret that because that sounds like so much fun.
Victoria Price, speaking about her father Vincent Price in 1999, after the publication of her book, Vincent Price, A Daughter's Biography. Tomorrow we conclude our series, Big Bombastic, Brassy and Trashy.